First Baptist Church of Redmond, January 8, 2023, John chapter 14, Greater Things.
Please rise and join me in reading John 14:12. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. You may be seated.
Giraffes. I didn't realize this. Depending on the region and the kind of giraffe, they have a different pattern. The West African, the Rothschild, the reticulated, the Maasai, and the Angolan, and the South African all have different types, different styles, and different spots. We are all different. We are all unique. And to feed on the cup illustration I used previously, we're unique, but we all are for a purpose. Jesus was going to talk in John 14:12. Through 14, we're only talking about three verses, but trust me, I can fill my time I have. About the disciples and the things they will be able to do because he has left them and gone to his Father. The verse we read, truly, truly, I say unto you, the one who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. The disciples need not fear Christ's physical absence will mean loss of power to perform the miracles that they did. From heaven, Jesus will continue to supply them with power. Such a person will do the works which Jesus was doing, and this is not in spite of the fact that he is going to the Father, but because of that very fact. The very departure of the Lord will benefit the disciples. As a result of this departure, the disciples will perform not only the works which Jesus has been doing all along, but not only miracles in the physical realm, but even greater works than these. They will be able to perform as we are able to perform, follow me, miracles in the spiritual realm. Christ's works had consisted to a considerable extent of miracles in the physical realm performed largely among the Jews, culminating his resurrection of power of Lazarus. When he now speaks about the greater works, he is in all probability thinking of those in connection with the conversion of the nations. Such works were of a higher character and greater in extent. That Jesus actually has this great task in mind seems to follow from the fact that he just referred to it a few days before in chapter 12. Also definitely during this very night in 1720. Now this conversion of the nations, this work of Peter in the home of Cornelius and Paul in all of his missionary journeys could not have been done before Christ's death and ascension for the simple reason that at that time the Holy Spirit had not yet been poured out among everyone who would believe. All this was going to change presently, that is, in connection with Christ's death, resurrection, ascension, and ultimate coronation. Jesus is able to say, greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Two additional remarks are necessary before we leave this. the real author, every member, the real author of conversion is ever God Himself. God is the author of our salvation. But He uses people, men, women, as His agent. The disciples are viewed as reapers of the harvest. According to this great saying of our Lord, the greater works are not the miracles, but the spiritual works of the giving of the gospel and the saving of souls. And whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. The word whatever comprises much. It refers to both the great works and the greater works. Accordingly, in this passage, the relation of His works to prayer is pointed out. There are some things we do every time we have church. A, we read the Bible, because the Bible is the only means of understanding what God says and the only means of our teaching, because I like different sports teams, but we have better things to talk about than sports. I like my coffee, as you can see. I have it every day, but we have more than coffee to talk about. We should talk about the Bible when we come to church. Amen? Amen. And we always, always have a prayer time, because the reading of Scripture and prayer is told to Timothy to be what church is all about. The meeting of the saints, the exhortation, praying for each other, and opening some Scripture is what our church service is all about. Jesus very clearly teaches that there is this in connection. In the book of Acts, miracles in both realms are again and again linked with prayer. A praying church is not a dead church, but a dead church is always a church that doesn't pray. Only such prayers, however, are answered which are in Christ's name. Such prayers, of course, are not selfish, but in the interests of God's kingdom. They proceed by faith, are in accordance with God's will and glory. A prayer in Christ's name is then a prayer that is in harmony with whatever Christ has revealed concerning Himself, His name, His self-revelation, His works, here particularly His self-revelation in the sphere of redemption. The one who orders that prayer does not ever want anything that Christ does not want. And when such a prayer is answered, the Father, who abides forever in the Son, will do His works. The Father will be glorified in the Son. The attributes of God will shine forth in all their beauty in and by means of these works. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Not only when the believer receives the very thing asked, that is, if it be asked in Christ's name, which covers every condition of answered prayer. Christ Himself in person will grant this humble petition of His every disciple. Note the words, I will do it. Because of the far-reaching character of the promise contained in verse 13, it is repeated in the following verse, right here. However, there is a difference. For now, the disciples are told that they must not only pray in the name of Christ, but to Christ. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it and more. A side note, you can mark John 14:14 in your Bible, because many people, more than you would think, believe that Christ never told his followers to pray to him, but only to God the Father. This clearly is wrong for this reason, this verse. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14 says that we are to pray to Jesus Christ because he is God, a very God. His nature is of God. By taking verses 13 to 14 together, we see that Christ here represents himself as the one whose name prayer must be offered, the object of prayer, and the hearer of our prayers. For us, as a result of my going to the Father, Jesus says, you will not only do great works, but even greater works. That means the salvation of our people's souls. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. When petitions are addressed to Jesus, they still remain in my name. Whichever person we address, the one is always in the other. Now, however, Jesus promises with the fullest emphasis on himself, I myself will do it. I want to talk about the great disconnect for a moment. What is important to do? What is most important to do? What is the greatest thing that we will ever do? Our lives are commanded in Matthew 28, verses 18, 19, and 20, to preach the gospel. We're all, every one of us, obligated to preach the gospel. But there are many perspectives, and some people think that it's not as important to preach the gospel. For example, when the question was asked, it is more important than global missions. Many people who are identifying themselves as Christian will agree that promoting justice is more important than sharing the gospel. Many people will focus on building relationships with communities instead of focusing on addressing the needs of communities. Their greatest need for everyone is to trust Christ. We are at times challenged to meet physical needs. Mike Bradley, for example, is feeding the poor or the needy in his area, and he's even been underwritten this month for a lot of money to not only meet the physical needs of the community, but they work through churches in England, so that a side effect is they come to the church when they have a need, and they can address their both physical needs and their spiritual needs. Mike has made several contacts among the people who come to him for food, and he told me yesterday that he's got two appointments to talk to people and share the good news of Jesus Christ because of their food ministry. Meeting physical needs is important. Sometimes you can't pay attention if you're hungry. Sometimes you can't pay attention to the gospel message if you're cold. You can't pay attention to the gospel message if you have don't have a place to live. But that's ultimately a side effect of meeting our people's spiritual needs, because I say that the most important thing you can do is trust Jesus as your Savior. We need to do everything else, but we need to make sure that we're open to witnessing, sharing the Bible, sharing the gospel, and it's our job one. As a matter of fact, Christ is glorified when we share the gospel of who? Jesus Christ.